here's my updated take on the Tai Lopez Here in My Garage video. And you know, this is a super viral video, did 71 million views on YouTube alone, and I'm sure it's gone even more, potentially more viral when you look at all other social networks combined, like Facebook. I'm sure it absolutely crushed it on Facebook. And it's an older video, it's been out there for a long time, and you know, but it does showcase kind of this virality of certain videos. And what's unique about it, obviously, is that it's not a music video. Like if you look at some other videos that went super viral, like the Gangnam Style video by Psy, it was a music video. You look at a lot of the hip hop videos that have gone super viral, or pop music, you know, they've all been kind of music videos. I think it's kind of a bit more rare for just a celebrity influencer type video to just really go nuts like that and not be linked to some kind of entertainment thing. And this is actually a video talking about books, of all things, selling a product around books and knowledge and mentorships and things like that, which is kind of wild. So it's a video meriting a close look by marketers. That's gonna be like, you know, my final word on this is, you wanna look at that video as kind of like a model for how you can do a lifestyle marketing in your own product category. Now, I don't know what product you're selling, but I think these principles will apply whether you're selling like an e-commerce offer, like you're selling shoes online. You could show some lifestyle type videos and talk about how shoes have played an important role in your own life. Whether you're selling info products, like Tai Lopez sells info products, so it's a proven case, right? Like if you use lifestyle type marketing and talking about your life and, you know, the kinds of things that have helped you get to where you are, those all can be effective forms of marketing. Now, this does apply as well to software as a service or to apps. If you're launching an app, like maybe you're trying to launch like a dieting app, right? Like you could then maybe showcase some of your favorite foods. And then you talk about how they've helped you build a much healthier lifestyle, get in better shape. And then what you can do is you can actually showcase those dietary items that you really like, and then you link them to your app. And you say, guys, if you want these kinds of results, check out the app, right? Like I'm launching an app. And this app is all built around my favorite dietary plans and things like that. If you're launching like a productivity type app, you can do pretty much the same thing, right? Like you can showcase some of your productivity aids. Like if you got like a productivity planner, some kind of diary or something that you do that enhances that, you can showcase that. And then you say, hey, these are the things that have helped me, and I've put these same principles inside my product, inside the new software that we are launching, and this is where you go to subscribe for it. But you do want to tie lifestyle into your product. Like, if you look at the Tai Lopez video, one thing that he did really well was he tapped into desire. Like, a lot of young dudes, especially because that's kind of, if you look at the demographic that video is targeting, it's young guys that aspire to the kind of lifestyle that Tai Lopez portrays in his videos and with his brand. You know, it's kind of like this young dude, self-made, make a lot of money driving around in Lamborghinis, you know, and kind of living the good life, what he calls the good life. Right, like it's so that demographic of people, they definitely will be attracted to something like a brand new Lamborghini, because that's kind of like a status symbol for one, and two, it's you know, it's a well-designed car. It appeals to them. So it's not only a status symbol, but also, you know, it's aesthetically well-designed. It's a rich man's type car, right? Like, you're not gonna be going around in that if you're broke. So just being able to afford it means that you've built a certain kind of hopefully value in your, you know, in your life. And so it's got a lot of subtle messaging behind the scenes. I won't call it subliminal messaging, but it's associating the kind of lifestyle that Tai Lopez's demographic of customer is looking for and desires. So he's using desire for this car and tying that and saying, hey, in order for me to get this car, I had to go through these 6 to 7 steps. And now I'm offering you guys the same 6 to 7 steps. So if you desire the car, this is the shortcut to get it. You gotta go through the 6 to 7 steps or whatever other info products he's selling and saying, I'm gonna give you the knowledge that I got from my mentors and my books that helped me build all this. So when you look at it that way, you understand there's that kind of link between creating a link between desire and your product. Whatever the customer, the market desires, if you can create an association between that and your product, you've done really well. And in a sense, you can kind of see this if you look at like the Jordan brand with Nike. Like, a lot of people really admire Michael Jordan, right? Like, because he plays basketball so well. They wanna be Jordan. But what Nike did is, because people desire the Jordan mystique and the Jordan, you know, talent and all of this, what Nike was able to do with the sponsorship with the Jordan line was to simply create an association between Michael Jordan and Nike sports shoes and say, hey, if you want to be Jordan, buy a Nike, you know, buy a Nike and wear Nike shoes and go out on the basketball courts, and you too can be the next Jordan, you know, like, is this kind of association marketing. And for one, it's really effective marketing. Like, you would think, right? You would think like it shouldn't work, because logically people know, like, me just wearing some Jordans doesn't make me, you know, a Michael Jordan that can shoot the ball well and dribble and, you know, and do all this stuff and dunk and, you know, and defend and all this stuff. But marketing by association absolutely works. And if you want a good case study, just look, at the video we're looking at, which is the Tai Lopez, Yeah in My Garage, which has been a fantastically successful, fantastically viral marketing video. So those are my thoughts on, closing thoughts on Tai Lopez, Yeah in My Garage. There's a lot to learn there, and you can look at other brands that have done lifestyle marketing well. Look at Kylie Jenner and Kylie Cosmetics, you know, the whole makeup. And I'm sure a lot of beauty brands in particular are masters at this. Portraying a certain lifestyle and then inserting their product in and saying, hey, this is the way to get to that kind of lifestyle. If you want to be on TV, if you want to be a star, famous, and, you know, you want people to look up to you and to treat you well, to be glamorous on magazine covers and things, if you buy this makeup, you know, it's your part to getting there. Like, this kind of lifestyle marketing, it's very effective. Very, very effective. You'd think it shouldn't be, but for some reason, it's very effective. So that's my last takeaways. Now, if you want a free resource, you can book a free call to get more product sales. You can also get my free book and my free bootcamp. Links will be in the description.